Welcome to Earthwise, Reflections on Earth-Based Spirituality. I'm Anu Dudley with a piece about the color brown. When I was a child of 5 or 6, my family made a road trip from Massachusetts to North Carolina. Along the way, in each state we passed through, my father, a forestry specialist, collected soil samples in a tall, half-gallon glass jar. He carefully spread each sample an inch thick so that by the time we reached North Carolina, the jar contained many distinct layers of earth, each a different shade of brown. I remember being fascinated by the beauty and wonder of this jar of soil and by the realization that there could be so many different shades of good brown earth. I think this may have been the first time I became consciously aware of the color brown. Decades later, I was invited to attend a traditional Lakota sweat lodge ceremony. Toward the end of the ceremony, the door to the sweat lodge was flung open, and spirit was invited to enter and give us blessings. For me, spirit entered as the color brown. I don't know what I was expecting, but I wasn't expecting that brown presence, and it took me quite a long while to realize that, for me, spirit is earth-based, and the color of earth is brown. From then on, the color brown became a spiritual color for me. But for most people, brown is a nondescript, drab, and much overlooked color. I have never seen the color brown included in color wheels, for example, and though the dictionary describes brown as a tertiary color, most of us would be hard-pressed to say which three color contributions make the color brown. It is also unusual to find the color brown mentioned in discussions of esoteric color symbolism. When brown is mentioned, not surprisingly, it is equated with the element of earth, although earth is more often connected to the color green. But of course, the foundation of that green is the color brown, for the green earth cannot exist without the brown earth. So brown is considered to be grounding, when it is considered at all, and to be that color which connects us with earth energy, helping to bring us back down to earth, our mother. Brown is felt to be warm and comforting, bestowing quiet and peace. Because brown is an earthy color, it is thought to provide balance, not only on the physical level, but also to our mental processes, which sometimes can be overactive and anxious. Brown's calming influence is believed to facilitate concentration and the absorption of knowledge, to enable one to go so deeply into thinking and concentration that people coined the phrase to be in a brown study. Without the help of the color brown, depth of thought may also be lacking, and the very desire for knowledge may be compromised or even non-existent. With the grounding influence of the color brown, we can penetrate the mundane things in life and understand their deeper meanings. The balance and depth of the color brown makes it an ally for silent communication as well, strengthening telepathy, intuition, and clairvoyance. Brown is also thought to be a deeply healing color, permeating physical, mental, and emotional disturbances, and restoring balance and calm. At this time of year, brown becomes the dominant color in the landscape. The only leaves still left on the trees are the brown beech and oak leaves. All the other vegetation, except the evergreens, have fallen to the ground and has itself begun to turn brown. Brown signals the end of a cycle, implying death and decay. But this brown landscape also speaks of age and wisdom, the wisdom accumulated from walking for a long time upon the good brown earth. It is this wisdom gained from the experience of living that enables us to continue to grow and transform. For at the start of the new cycle in the spring, That same brown earth will give forth new life, and brown, the unspectacular color, will again create spectacular results. Blessed be. You've been listening to Earthwise, Reflections on Earth-Based Spirituality. I'm Anu Dudley.